Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with USDA Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh. We're talking animal ID in just a moment. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Givens, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the ranch rodeo are available online at okcattleman.org.
The efforts by USDA to go forward with electronic ID for breeding age animals over 18 months of age hit a snag about a year ago. However, Greg Ibaugh, Undersecretary at USDA, says progress is being made and things are moving forward.
So the Livestock Marketing Association and those sale barns had communicated to us that meeting our livestock movement for adult cattle, breeding cattle, was difficult when they had to read those metal tags. Some of those tags had the numbers worn off of them, and it required capturing the head and holding it still enough to be able to read those numbers, write them down, and not transpose them. And so they have been interested in working with us as well on having an electronic method that would be more reliable. At the same time, we were moving forward with our ability to have electronic ID be advanced in the livestock industry. The president also wanted transparency in how we change our regulations and guidance. And so he did an executive order to require notice and comment on those steps. And so we backed up. But it also gave us an opportunity in the middle of this to listen to the industry and make some changes before we reintroduced it. So we have a new and improved version that I think is responsive to some of the industry's requests and concerns about our older policy advancing electronic ID. And we're asking for comment on that right now.
Down the road, something that's out there that hasn't really been able to get much traction as of yet, animal identification for younger animals under 18 months of age. You see any hope of getting some movement on that in the foreseeable future?
Our focus at USDA right now is on breeding animals. Okay. And those breeding animals that move into interstate commerce or between states. And we're not even really interested in breeding animals that are moving direct to slaughter in another state because they're inspected at that time for diseases that might be of interest to us. I think that you're going to see the marketplace determine what's appropriate for traceability in those animals that are moving as feeder cattle to another state to be fed and harvested. And so we don't feel that at USDA we need to be as concerned about that right now. We're interested in breeding animals.
Mr. Undersecretary, I know that the report that came out looking at price spreads between boxed beef and live cattle trade because of the Holcomb, because of COVID-19, that came out from one of your agencies and what, you know, kind of summarize what you saw as that report was released that you think is important for the industry to be paying attention to.
AMS released our Packers and Stockyards report that detailed what our findings from some of our initial investigation into what happened during the Holcomb fire and right after it, as well as how the market reacted to the opening days and months of COVID. Both were fairly serious market distortions took place. And so, yes, there are some things, and our report details things we can do at USDA proactively to address those concerns, as well as things that we want the industry and Congress to discuss about additional powers that they could give to us at USDA to help mitigate the effects of events like Holcomb and COVID.
Seems like, especially in the case of USDA, that there's a need for a little more authority ability to get information from the industry when they're trying to figure out what's happened or what's going on.
Well, during both events, there was a period of time when market transparency and our ability to provide price discovery were hampered because of the amount of negotiated cattle that were in the marketplace or going to harvest. And so those are some areas where Congress and the industry, if they wanted to, could give us some more power to be able to maintain that market transparency during those times.
Finally, I guess mandatory price reporting. We've got a need for renewal of that particular authority. Any suggestions? Are you making any recommendations back to Congress regarding the things that you see maybe that need to be improved upon?
So some of the considerations that we ask the industry and Congress to look at on how we might mitigate what happened during Holcomb as well as during COVID are things that are impacted by LMR. And so this is an opportunity during that renewal period for Congress to be able to make some adjustments to our authorities that we could implement that might help the industry address some of its concerns.
Anything in particular stand out to you that could help?
Well, you know, we have weeks now where and time periods where we can't report prices or provide price transparency in one or more of the regions that we have identified as having kind of like cattle or like ways of doing business. And so any adjustments that they could make to help us be able to provide price transparency every week in every region, I think would be helpful.
Marketing and Regulatory Programs Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.